Lieutenant Brian Rice, one of six officers charged in last year's death of Freddie Gray, was facing one less charge after prosecutors rested their case this afternoon. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports Circuit Judge Barry Williams dismissed the second-degree assault charge against Rice.
Williams asked Chief Deputy State's Attorney Michael Schatzo to explain how Rice committed assault against Gray. Schatzo said Rice placed Gray in a position to be injured by not placing him in a seatbelt, knowing that the van was going to move. Williams said that while prosecutors have shown that Rice did not put Gray in a seatbelt, he was not satisfied that the state had shown evidence that Rice committed assault and dismissed the charge. The remaining charges against Rice include involuntary manslaughter, reckless endangerment, and misconduct in office. Before prosecutors rested, they called Officer Edward Nero, who was acquitted in May of charges against him and Gray's death, and Officer William Porter. His trial last December ended in a hung jury. He faces a new trial in September. Nero said Rice ordered Gray's leg shackled and the van transported to central booking. And Porter repeated much of his testimony in the trial of Officer Caesar Goodson, that Gray did not look injured and that Porter suggested taking Gray to the hospital. Kenneth Burns from Courthouse East for 88.1 WYPR.